This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey guys, Laura and Angela here. Before we start this week's episode, we would like to thank this week's sponsor, Blue Apron. Now guys, not all ingredients are created equal. Fresh, high quality ingredients taste better and are better for you. It's important to know where your food comes from, and we know it comes from a good place when we get our Blue Apron.
Yeah, if you guys have been listening for a while, you know that Laura and I love us some Blue Apron.
We get it every week, and then we kind of like trade cooking stories. And Angela, right. you had an interesting Blue Apron experience yes. recently with you and
my boyfriend.
Your boyfriend.
We like to cook our Blue Apron together. It's a little bonding moment at the end of the day. But he likes to like deviate from the beautiful recipes that Blue Apron is sending us.
Not cool.
Like they'll say toast something with olive oil and he uses butter, and I'm like, no. You can't do that. That's not what Blue Apron said. And I get very upset because I trust Blue Apron.
Well, I mean, in all fairness, Ian like worked in a kitchen.
I don't care.
He thinks he's like fancy chef.
I do not care. Blue Apron is fancy enough. Their recipes are beautiful. I have never not liked one.
No, they're legit.
I don't know, maybe it says something about me. I like to follow rules.
That does say something about you. I gotta say, at least like Ian's helping you cook the recipes. They're really easy, sure. But sometimes I'm like, hey, I wanna like chop up this cucumber. Nick's like, gotta fix the light bulb.
I mean, admittedly, sometimes I'm the DJ in the kitchen. I play around with the music and he does the bulk of the work.
All right, so we've got like opposite situations with our Blue Apron dates.
Right, but it's still fun regardless.
Yeah. I liked because we recently made a pizza before we were recording a podcast, and this upcoming week they've got this mixed mushroom and potato pizza with fontina cheese, spinach, and garlic oil. Get in my belly.
I love it. I love potato on pizza crust. Just yeah. carb on carb on carb. Yum, yum, yum. I love it.
But they're all healthy. That's the thing. It's yeah. like I'm eating a pizza. This week I had grilled cheese, but it's all healthy. Yeah. It's like under some certain amount of calories.
I've never eaten as many vegetables as I have while getting Blue Apron. It's great. Yeah. And new vegetables too. So Blue Apron knows that when you cook with incredible ingredients, you make incredible meals. So they set the highest quality standards for their community of artisanal suppliers, family-run farms, fisheries, and ranchers. Whether it's Japanese ramen noodles, wild-caught Alaskan salmon, or heirloom tomatoes, Blue Apron is bringing you the best. So for less than $10 per meal, Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with pre-portioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals.
The thing that I like the most is that you can make all of these delicious recipes and meals in under 40 minutes or less, which just happens to be the length about of one of our podcasts. Our podcasts are, you know, usually like what, 30 mm-hmm. minutes to an hour. Anyways, check out this week's menu. Get your two meals for free with shipping by going to blueapron.com/single. Mm-hmm. You will love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home cooked meals with Blue Apron. So don't wait. Go to blueapron.com/single. Get that hookup. Free meals on us. Blue Apron, a better way to cook. Now let's start the show.
This is why you're single. This is why you're single. This is why you're single. Ba 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 ba. This is why you're single. Ba 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 ba.
Welcome to the This Is Why You're Single podcast. I'm Laura Lane.
And I'm Angela Sparrow. We are the co-writers of the book, This Is Why You're Single. And every week here on the podcast, we discuss a different reason you're single. This week's reason is you don't know when to sleep with him.
Oh my God. This reason of the week really stressed you out. Also on the lineup, we are talking about what's new in dating news. We have more haikus from guys on Tinder. And we are talking about how many men fake their orgasms. And that was shocking to me. Mm. Then we are diving into the mailbox to answer your listener questions. But Angela, this week, it is just you and me.
Just you and I.
You and I.
That wasn't a correction. That was just like
my grammar.
Me saying it in a different way.
Okay.
Yeah. It's good to just look each other in the eyes and find what have you been doing?
Oh, yeah. We're switching it up. You're asking me
I
first.
Know.
Well, this week, Nick and I decided to go on a double date with one of my very close, bestest friends.
Right.
And
that wasn't me.
That wasn't you, unfortunately.
Whatever.
I do hang out with people that are not just Angela, although I love her dearly.
Mm-hmm.
So I asked him, he wanted to get dinner. I said, hey, my friend asked if you wanted to go on a double date. And, you know, sometimes I get nervous even asking that because double dating with another couple is a very tricky thing.
But when it works, it's great. I love a good double date.
Oh, me too. I love them.
You just have to be compatible.
Exactly. The girls have to get along and have stuff to talk about, and the guys have to get along and have stuff to talk about. So it's always very tricky. I went on a double date with one of Nick's friends and his new fiance at lunch. It went great. So I was asking him, now it was his turn to meet this guy. So, you know, I'm always a little nervous. Like, I hope he likes the guy. I hope they get along. Like, I don't know. This particular friend has dated a variety of guys. Some have been total douchebags. Some I have really liked. So we get there and I'm like, oh, she looks a little like glazy eyed. I've never met this guy. So to me, like, I'm thinking like, this is just his personality. He's just a little more reserved, a little more quiet. I've never, or I had met him once. He came to one of our shows, but that was like a 5 second thing.
Right. Did he have the glassy eyes as well?
Kind of, but I don't know. When you are meeting somebody for the first time, you kind of just think like, oh, it's just their glassy eyes. Glazy eyes.
Glazy, glassy.
They were all of the above.
Interesting, interesting.
And so then halfway through dinner, she's like, I have to tell you something. And I'm like, ooh, fun. Can I guess? Like, are you adopting a child? Are you eloping? Like, new job? She's like, oh, we ate some edibles before the date and we're super stoned. And I'm like, that's the big news you wanted to tell me halfway through dinner? And I had an inkling, but then I kind of like put it out of my head. And I almost wish she didn't tell us.
Well, because then it's like, anything I'm going to tell you right now, you're probably not really focused on what I'm saying.
Exactly. And like, Nick's so chill and like, he doesn't care. And I was like, I wish she didn't tell us, because it just makes you think like, well, you had other plans tonight. You didn't want to come on this double day. You wanted to like be on another planet. You know?
Although maybe they were like, they got high, then they were like, oh my God, food sounds great.
It makes more sense now. We went to a Mexican restaurant and there were no tables. And I was like, oh, let's just go somewhere else. She's like, I really want Mexican bad. We went to three Mexican restaurants. They were all booked. Finally, the fourth one was open. So it makes a lot more sense of why she wanted Mexican food so bad.
I've been on a quest for Mexican food when I've not been high, so I totally understand. I guess it's like, it's kind of like when all your friends are drinking and you're the only sober one. It's like,
it can be hard.
I have no problem with you like getting a little fucked up, but if I'm not fucked up, then
it's not as much fun for me.
Yeah, we're on different playing fields.
Although it's also annoying because I've gone like to brunch recently with friends where they all want mimosas. I'm like, I just like don't really not in the mood to day drink right now. Mm-hmm. Like, come on, get a mimosa. I'm like, can't you just have your mimosa and be okay that I'm not having a mimosa too? Why do you want me to drink the empty calories as well? I don't want them right now.
I know, but it is more fun when it.
I guess.
Like,
I know. I hate that though. That's the problem with peer pressure. But anyways, she was not offering us edibles. This was not a peer pressure situation.
It wasn't a sharing
thing. No, this was just a situation where you're on a date with two people that are out of their minds stoned and going through a crazy body high. And I'm like, oh, great. Like, well, now Nick was so nice about it, but also it's like, okay, this is the first time he's meeting the guy. I want them to become good friends. So I don't know, in a dream world, even they're hanging out on their own.
Sure. Did Nick not have a good time?
No, he did. He had a fine time, but he was like, clearly they had other plans. Like, it would be nice if like people come on they want to go on a double date to spend some quality time with other people and not just be on their own. Yeah. Planet. I don't know. It's just like double date etiquette, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, I'm all about getting like, go get stoned, go get high.
There's not information out there on double date etiquette.
There's Maybe, not.
Is that our next book?
I think.
Would anyone want to read
be.
That?
Do you know what I mean, though? It's like, whatever. We've gone to parties. We've had some weed cookies.
We're down. We're cool.
We're cool people. Smoked the ganj. That's what I used to call it in high school.
The ganj. Rock the ganj.
I've rocked the ganj.
Oh my God.
But there's just a thing called double date etiquette, and don't come like crazy stoned off of some edible weed on a double date. That's all I got
to
say about
or
that.
Or bring some to share, maybe.
Yeah, sure. Exactly.
Maybe. I've had like a love-related experience.
Ooh,
that relates
tell.
That relates to edibles.
Oh, really?
I'm ashamed to say.
What happened?
Well, I mean, I don't know if you guys can tell, but like, Laura and I don't like do like a ton of drugs. I mean, like, we're
speak for yourself. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, Laura smoked the ganj in high school. I, on the other hand, was not until late in life that I dabbled
in drugs.
Yeah, well, not like heroin.
Oh, I thought it was heroin.
Yeah, it wasn't until like recently that I started doing heroin.
Got it.
No, so I, you know, like, I'll take a puff every now and then, like,
okay, whatever,
but okay, right. But I had only done edibles this one time, and it was right after I had told my boyfriend that I loved him for the first time.
Oh.
But I did the dramatic thing of being like, I'm gonna tell you something and you don't have to say it back to me. I just want to say it, and I want you to say it when you feel ready to say it. Don't say it because I'm saying it.
You're so dramatic.
And what I meant by that was,
you better say it
back to me.
Better fucking say it.
But he was like, okay, like, I love that. Like, I'm going to wait for a great moment to say it to you. Like, I feel it, but I'm going to wait. And so I was, you know, internally freaking out that I had put myself out there and not gotten the response I wanted. So then the next night we shared like a little tiny caramel. I was going to have the whole thing. Thank God I didn't. I had half. Cut to 2 seconds later outside of a bar weeping and being like, you don't love me.
Oh my God.
People walking by, seeing this happening. It's not
wondering
an
if you needed
unfamiliar
help.
Sight.
Is this man bothering you?
Yeah, basically. Like, it was just very... very like entertaining for a passerby. So, and then like,
and did
but
say
then
it?
He did, but he like, it was in a fight. Like, the first time that he had ever said, I love you, was in an angry, like, we're in a fight, like, damn it, I love you. And we're both,
but
really,
you felt better.
Hi.
Right?
Well, sort of. Then I took a cab home by myself and I cried the whole time. And the cab driver was like, was a boy mean to you? You should not talk to that boy anymore.
Nothing will make you happy. He does exactly what you say, well, which is don't say it. He's not saying it right at this moment.
Right.
I guess, and then you get mad. Then he says it.
The moral of that is don't go on a double date after you eat edibles, and don't make any big like milestone decisions,
right,
or revelations about your feelings after eating edibles.
Yes, yeah, those are good morals.
It will be dramatic.
Yeah, I've had both like dramatic and non-dramatic situations. One time, Nick and I went to one of his friend's parties and they were passing out chocolate chip cookies and we just ate one. Ooh. We thought they were regular cookies. And
oh,
then,
no.
Like, cut to like 2 hours later, we're home from the party and I am just dancing in a circle by myself for like hours
oh,
on end.
Oh, that's nice.
And then Nick came out. I forget what he was doing. He was in another room and he's like, wait, that noise was you dancing this entire time by yourself?
What were you, like, step dancing?
I don't
were
know.
You tap dancing?
Really loud dancing. I don't even think there was music on. But
that's awesome.
That was fun. That was a fun one. Should we talk about what's in the news?
Yeah.
What you been reading about in the news?
Well, I don't know if you remember a story we did a while back from Cosmo.
Oh, sorry. That's my cue.
Oh, my God.
Wait. Sorry, say that again.
I need my own buzzer. Cosmo.
Sexy. Yes,
that's
I
the one.
I do remember.
Okay, so we did a story in Cosmo about haikus, and this girl asked all the guys on Tinder for a haiku, and then she had them analyzed by a Harvard professor, which we really liked because people often struggle with like opening lines on dating apps.
Giving people, we were talking about this earlier, giving people a specific prompt, it just helps.
Right, because there's so much to say. You got to narrow it down.
Right.
So there are these two girls now that run a blog called the Gaikus, or it's an Instagram account actually, Gaikus,
and a Tumblr.
Kate and Julie, they actually emailed us.
They're listeners of this podcast.
Yeah.
What's up, girls?
Hey, ladies. And they've taken this thing and made it a trend. They're running with it. So in their bio, they just wrote, "Write me a haiku," and they on their Tumblr collect the best haikus.
I love this.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's such a fun idea. And
we're going to make it a thing, I think.
And I like it. It's like celebrating these guys' creativity and also showcasing some guys that are a little less creative.
Right. And I feel like guys probably appreciate it too, because it's like, all right, cool. You're telling me what to say to you.
Now, for those of you out there that don't know what a haiku is, which, you know, it's okay. Sometimes we learn stuff in like AP English in high school and we forget it.
That's it might be a while since you wrote one.
Yeah. Haiku is a traditional form of Japanese poetry. It consists of three lines. The first and last lines of a haiku have five syllables, and the middle line has seven syllables. The lines rarely rhyme.
Laura, it's amazing you remember that off the top of your head.
Yeah, that's what happened. I don't have these notes right here in front of me.
So obviously these guys did what we did and Googled how to write a haiku. And some of them were great.
I want to hear it. Read me some of your favorites.
Some of them were offensive. So I don't really like this one. This guy said,
wait, don't tell me if you like it or don't like it after you read it.
Guess if I like this one.
I like to make up a decision in my own head if I like it.
Okay.
Without any influence.
It's going to be really hard for you. You go down on me and I will pleasure you too. Maybe in the butt. Do I like it or do I not?
I'm going to say no.
That's a no. Just, you know, too forward. But I
shocked you don't like that.
Okay. But I really, or how do I feel about this one?
Okay.
Drinking a monster, low carb because diabetes. I need a haircut.
Yeah, that's like an Angela haiku.
It's funny. I mean, it's not about the lady.
Also, you started to say you liked it before I know, I'm sorry.
Okay, let's see if I can find like a more ambiguous one. They all, either they go sexual or they go weird. It's this very strange trend because, okay, here's one. Do you like pizza? I also really like beer. I don't write haikus.
Eh, I give that like a 6.5.
Yeah, I agree. I'm like meh about that one.
I want to hear some more. These are so fun.
Okay. You have real cute lips. I want to cook you stir fry. Let's play some guitar.
Ding, 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 ding. He's a winner. I would 100% go on a date with that guy.
Yeah. He combines something about you, something about himself. You're learning a lot. We're learning here.
Sure. There's a lot. And I like the idea of like brunch. He's already saying like, I'm going to cook for me. You love a guy that cooks for you.
I want to cook you stir fry. I guess that's an offer.
Isn't that like how Ian like got you locked that shit down?
Yeah,
He didn't use poetry, but he said he'd cook for you. So I feel like, and I play guitar, so I love the guitar. And he's complimenting my lips, which I love when people compliment my lips, my eyes, you know.
How about, girl, please let me smash. I swear I'm a gentleman. Brunch after on me.
Oh, gross. Okay, so he's saying, two ways to look at this.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this girl just is looking for a quick hookup. And in that case, this guy is great. He's saying, I'm assuming by smash, he means sex.
Yes, I believe that is vernacular borrowed from the Jersey Shore.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
You know your sex slang.
I think Snooki came up with that term.
Oh, that is sounding very vaguely familiar. Mm-hmm. But then he's saying, you know what? After we smash, I'm going to buy you brunch because I am a stand-up dude.
Yeah, he says, I swear I'm a gentleman.
I swear I'm a gentleman. Brunch after on me. But I guess the episode, this week's reason of the week is you don't know when to sleep with him. So, you know, maybe he should tone it down on the like having sex right off the bat thing.
Right. Like, let it be my decision.
Right. We'll get into more of that later.
I do like brunch, so I don't know, whatever.
He mentioned food again.
Yeah. I love me some scrambled eggs. But if you guys want to follow, or I guess maybe submit, I don't know if they're taking submissions, but you could try. Follow Gaikus at Gaikus, GAIKUS.
Yeah, that's a fun name that they gave it to. Because it makes sense. They're like haikus guys from guys.
And haikus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thanks, ladies. Thanks, Kate and Julie.
Yeah.
So super fun. I love when our listeners, they just know us. They know what we're going to like. It's pretty cool. So I've been reading a story also from Cosmo.
Sexy. Oh, that was right on time.
I know. Sorry. It was a little late on yours. This is by Dusty Baxter Wright.
Great name. Off to a great start.
Already off to a good start. This is about men who fake orgasms. A study conducted by the Université du Québec en Montréal finds men fake orgasms more than women.
No.
As many as 1 in 4 times they have sex.
Maybe in Quebec.
I don't know. In the report, scientists interviewed 230 male volunteers aged between 18 and 29 and asked if they'd ever faked an orgasm, and if so, how often. On average, participants reported feigning orgasm in approximately 1/4 of sexual encounters in their current sexual relationship, most commonly during vaginal sex.
What?
So they faked it guess reasons. Why do you think people would fake an orgasm? Or why do girls fake an orgasm? It's probably a very similar reason.
I mean, I'm making a whole narrative in my head, but maybe you're like drinking and you like,
that's
like,
one of the reasons.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And like, you're kind of like pressure to perform and you're like, your equipment's not working.
Like what? Have you ever faked an orgasm?
I have not.
Really?
I mean, I guess I've like made a false show of like getting there. Like
I'm so close. You know,
right. Yeah. Yeah. But like, trust me, I always get there.
Oh,
Or else I let someone know.
Yeah. You know, I read once.
I'm here for.
I'd probably faked it more with like people you just like don't care about. But then I read once, read somewhere that said like, you're only doing yourself a disservice by faking an orgasm,
right?
Because don't you want people to know what feels good to you? So if you're always coming so quickly and faking an orgasm, they're going to think that what they were doing worked and they're going to like keep doing it. You're reinforcing not bad behavior.
Well, yes.
And also I don't have to have an orgasm every time I have sex. I feel like that's also a misconception with women. It still feels really good. Even if even if a guy doesn't go down on you.
Yeah.
Sometimes I just like want to have sex. I don't even like.
Maybe I'm a little more selfish than you.
No, I mean like it still feels good.
You don't have to have. I mean like, I would say during the same, not from like vaginal sex. Like your partner could have an orgasm one way, and that's fine. You don't have to have an orgasm the same way.
Yeah.
But then you should do something that works for you after.
Yeah, but sometimes I'm just like, I got stuff to do. I just wanted like a quickie.
Sometimes
I didn't.
There
even
is a time constraint. But if there isn't,
give Angela's orgasm. I don't know. Sometimes I guess I can't explain it. Like sometimes it still feels good even if you don't have a full orgasm. I'm like, oh, that was really fun. I really enjoyed that penetration. Yeah. Oh my god.
Good job on the penetration.
Usually my partner is very reciprocates.
Right.
Yeah. Just sometimes I'm like, nah, you don't even have to, even though I know you like really want to. All right. So reasons included they feigned an orgasm to support a partner's emotional well-being, as in like the woman.
Right. Like they don't want to make you feel bad.
Yes.
Which, like, I definitely would, I think.
I would feel bad, too.
Because I think there's, like, a stereotype that all guys are, like, horny all the time and, like, they always like, want to come and have boners. And
like, yes.
So if they don't, like, if you can't, like, make them finish.
And also
doing the one thing that you're, like, taught that, like, men want to do, then you're going to feel bad about yourself.
Also, to jump off of that, there's the stereotype that like, oh, as a guy, you don't want to like come too fast. So there's that issue of like, you want to last a long time. There's never really the issue. It seems like people are worried that guys are going to come too fast. Not that they're not going to come at all. Like if a guy's going for like an hour and he like just can't come, I feel like you hear about that a lot less than you do. Than you hear about a guy who came after like 30 seconds. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, but like considering it does take most women longer than men, I have no problem with a guy. Like, it's not a problem when a guy lasts too long.
No, it's not a problem at all. But I'm just saying maybe he can't come at all. And that's just, and he's embarrassed. He's embarrassed by that because he's supposed to be able to come because of that whole stereotype.
Right.
Okay, so also there's the intoxication. That's a reason. Having undesired sex. So he's having sex with somebody he doesn't want to be having sex with. Or out of a desire to improve.
So, I mean, the only way for a guy to fake an orgasm, like, he would have to be wearing a condom, I guess, and then just be like, I'm gonna go throw this out. It totally has semen in it. Bye.
Yeah.
Because otherwise,
it's
hard to fake.
It's really gross. Don't look.
Yeah. Ew, yucky. You don't want to see this.
I feel like that's the first question that anybody would ask. Because as a woman, I mean, I think you could feel the muscles contract a little bit. And if you're paying close attention, you should be able to tell the woman's little, you know, they're moving. They're throbbing a little bit during an orgasm. But as a guy, you think, oh, I've never heard about a guy faking an orgasm, because you think, well, how is that possible?
No pun intended, but it would be hard.
Oh, my God.
You can turn this podcast off now.
Yeah, I think there's two ways. So if you're using a condom, which hopefully most people are, sure. Yeah, I think the guy would just grab the condom and be like, oh, this is gross, I'm going to throw it away. Or like, do people still flush condoms down toilets? That like clogs them up.
Would
right?
that like that? I mean, like, yeah, I wouldn't want to risk it in like my home toilet.
Right.
I would do it in like a hotel toilet.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, he would either like throw it away in the toilet maybe or the trash. Because I mean, what psycho girl is going to go like look in the condom to make sure there's semen in it? It's like you don't want to touch it. If he puts it in a Kleenex, you're probably not going to touch right. it. Sorry, we're getting really graphic
here. I know.
But no, this is like, I want to know about this. Okay, yeah, another way.
It's a taboo subject that more people should talk about.
Yes. Let's say you're in a longer term relationship and... Mm-hmm. Woman's on birth control and there's no condoms.
That would be considerably harder.
But so he comes, right? Or he pretends to come inside
right.
you.
Right.
Normally you go to the toilet and like kind of let it come out, right? But then what if one time you're like, oh, there's maybe you just think, oh, there was less this time, or oh, it must have come out in the clean. I don't know. Maybe you just think. Also, I don't really like look in the toilet. You can't, it kind of just looks like snot in the toilet. You can't, sometimes but you can't like, even really see
just
it.
The but you like,
you feel it, kind it. Of, not really.
Depends on how lubed up things are. This is a racy episode.
But also, yeah, you might be using lube anyways. So there's just lots of liquids right. going on down there. You don't know if it's the lube or the semen. I feel like it wouldn't be that hard to fake.
Well, I mean, maybe that's a tip there. If you're a guy that has this issue and needs to fake it, use a lot of lube. And no one will know.
No, or just, I would say for everybody, don't fake it. People should be able to have an open conversation about this. And I would hope that guys could just, if they're having sex and they're not able to come or they don't want to, it shouldn't be so taboo. They should just be able to say, hey, I'm really into this. I'm really enjoying this. I can't come right now. And that should be okay. There shouldn't be such a big pressure on men and women.
Just make it clear that it's not your partner.
Yeah, it's not her fault. It's not your fault.
Or his fault.
His fault.
Whoever's fault.
Anyways, I was surprised by that statistic. If it's true, that 1 in 4.
That means it might have happened to us at some point in our lives.
Yeah. Are you going to ask Ian if he's ever
I'm going to check the condom every time.
Oh, gross.
No, don't do that.
Don't do
Nobody
that.
Do that.
Okay, let's jump into our mailbox. Okay. Is this going to be a sex question too? Because we've gotten very sexual this episode.
No, we got to cool down. This is our cool down time.
Yeah. Just to go back to the last segment, I would be curious to hear from our male listeners if this statistic is true. I would love to hear from you guys if you've ever faked an orgasm. And women, do you know, have you been with a guy who's been open about faking an orgasm? Just curious. Okay, what's in our mailbox?
I'm glad you put that out there. Yeah, write to us. We'll keep you anonymous if you want, or be open about it. Okay, now let's talk about Mary. Mary wrote to us and she said a couple episodes ago, we mentioned that we both like a little self-deprecation in our men, which is true. And she wants to know exactly how much is a little. My last relationship was with a man who was very self-deprecating. Something would happen, I'd end up hurt, and his response would be, I'm a menace. I'm an asshole.
Is his name Dennis?
I know. You don't deserve this. I'm a horrible person, etc. He'd get nasty at waitresses, laugh, and say, I'm an asshole. Would you consider this a little self-deprecating, manipulative, or just basic douchiness?
Okay, if she's asking this question, I think she knows the answer. That obviously, this is both manipulative and basic, complete douchiness.
Yeah, this is definitely not the self-deprecation that you and I were referring to.
Absolutely not.
I can only speak for myself, but I like if a guy is like being really nerdy about something, like loves a movie or a book, and he's like, I'm such a nerd. Like, that's the kind of self-deprecation that's like endearing.
I think and for me, I love a confident guy, but confidence without being an egotist and like a narcissist. Right. So I like a guy that's very confident, but a little self-deprecating. Like, he knows what he doesn't know, and he's confident and proud of what he does know. Yeah, just somebody that can joke about their flaws. And yes, granted, this guy that Mary's dating has a lot of flaws, but this
he's her ex, so we can be mean about him.
Okay, well, I'm glad it's your ex. But this is different. Flaws and being an asshole are different. Yeah, I guess being an asshole is considered a flaw, but they're just, that's we're in a different, those also different game.
Like laughing and being like, I'm an asshole, isn't really self-deprecating. It's just like pretending to be self-aware so that you can continue being an asshole.
Yes, exactly.
Which is like the worst. Everybody knows a person like that. And that's, you are the worst, that person.
Yeah. It's like, oh, like I know I'm such a, it's the type of person that's like, I'm such a hot mess when I go out and get drunk. It's like, well, then I don't want to like go out with you if you're going to throw up every time.
Right.
It's like, it's
like you
cool.
clearly love being a hot mess.
It's cool you know your problems, but now mm-hmm. you got to fix them. That's the difference. Like self-deprecation
right.
is being self-deprecating about things you really can't change about yourself, I would say.
Yeah, and it's also like...
And things that are good about you.
Right. You're
not always like making fun of your flaws, right?
Yeah, and I feel like self-deprecation, you can be like funny. It's like... It's like something that's got to be like, yeah, like about
it's kind of hard to pinpoint because it's almost like trying to explain what comedy is or what's funny. It's,
right.
It's like, you know, when you hear it.
Yeah. And as for the whole, like, it goes the same way with like when he's being a jerk and then he's like, I'm an asshole.
Yeah.
Like, that's not self-deprecating. That's just like trying to agree away something.
Okay. I'm going to tell you
changing it.
This is the, what the definition of self-deprecating is when I Google it.
Oh.
Modest about or critical of oneself, especially humorously so.
So there you go.
This guy is not humorous, and this is not him being modest. So yeah, I would say that it's recognizing your flaws, but with like a modest or humorous tone, right?
Right.
So yeah.
Agreed.
Glad this guy's your ex.
Yeah, he sounds
horrible.
Horrible. Horrible.
The worst.
So there was really no advice to give there. She just wanted to know what we would classify him. And the answer is horrible.
Douche.
Douche. Basic douchiness.
Yeah. Never be mean to a waitress. Come on. I've been a waitress at like 6-7 restaurants since high school. Like,
yeah.
And now look at me. Okay. If you want your listener questions answered in an upcoming episode, email us at contact@thisiswhyyoursingleshow.com. You can also find everything out and all of our contact info on our website, which is thisiswhyyoursingleshow.com. Now let's dive into our reason of the week.
This week's reason is you don't know when to sleep with him.
This is such a hard issue that I hear about so much.
Yes.
I've been struggling with this since I first had sex.
Yeah, women in particular stress this issue a lot.
Yeah, because there's definitely the stereotype that like, oh, guys can like sleep with whoever they want, but like, you're gonna get like slut shamed if you're a woman. It sucks. It's a double standard. But I think the real issue with, you know, forget this isn't really about like how many people, all that kind of stuff. This is about you're dating someone, you really like them, and you're trying to figure out when you should sleep with them. And we've gotten this question a lot from listeners,
yeah, that don't want to be like labeled a prude if they don't sleep with him on like the second or third date,
right?
Which to me is crazy.
No, that's crazy. I guess the worry, the stereotypical worry, is that if you sleep with a guy on your first date or the first night you meet with him, he's not going to take you serious, and he's just gonna probably assume that you do that with everybody. I mean, it should go both ways, right? If a guy is willing to like sleep with you on the first date, don't you also assume that he's going around sleeping with a ton of other women? Do you want to be with a guy like that? Like this
right.
issue really should go both ways.
I think there's no like hard and fast rule. Again, no pun intended.
Oh my God. You are like pun city over here.
But like, I think it all depends on like the quality of the date you had. If you have like this amazing first date where you both really connect, or I mean, I
don't know.
We're also talking about like people that care about the repercussions. Because if you just want to like hook up with somebody and you don't care if you ever see them again, then that's fine. Like
this is really an issue.
You're not like sweating this issue as much as like,
yeah. You go sleep with whoever you want. That's
right.
Cool. You're not worried about this. But I think the issue is it's when girls, they find themselves saying things to a guy like, I'll come home with you, but like nothing's going to happen.
Right.
Or
they feel like they have to be like, I never do this.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. That's the one that I can't stand, because do you know how many times a guy has heard a girl say, I swear I never do this? Here's the thing. Maybe you really have never done this, but if you are doing this, then it doesn't matter if it's your first time, your 10th time in a guy's eyes, because what does not sound quote unquote skanky, which is, I guess, what you're worried about by saying, mm-hmm. I swear I don't normally do this. I'm not normally just sleeping with people. just owning it. If you do feel a connection and you want to have sex, then have sex. But just own it and make it like a confident decision, because guys will find that much more attractive right. if you're just a confident person owning her sexuality and saying, yeah, I really like you. I'm really turned on. I want to sleep with you. What's not attractive and the type of girl that guys are probably not going to want to go out with again is if you're like, oh, I'm so embarrassed. I like never do that. I slept right. with you, but like, please don't look at me differently. And you make all these excuses.
You're slut shaming yourself.
Yes. You look like exactly.
That's what the patriarchy is doing to you, man.
It looks like you're not confident about your own decisions.
Yeah. So with that, I guess, Do we feel like we've discussed that? Have we exhausted the topic?
I don't know.
I mean, to our game.
Is there anything else you want to say?
I would say, I mean, I have talked before about how I lost my virginity a little late in life, later than most.
I lost it earlier than most.
That's why Laura and I are a good team. Once again, balancing each other out. And like, this was an issue that I always had, in that when I was ready to finally lose my virginity, I was like, all right, well, I waited so long. Like, I want it to be with somebody who, like, I like. I don't want it to be with just, like, any old guy. But then, like, if I, like, tell him that it's my first time, like, is he going to, like, be freaked out? Is it going to ruin, like, a chance of us having a future together? There's, like, a lot of pressure.
Yeah, there is a lot of pressure.
Virgin.
But on the bright side, you have this one saying.
I do always say, and I really believe that this is true. If you lose your virginity late in life, you will develop amazing blowjob skills, which is a little bit like how blind people develop great hearing. You know, one sense is weakened, one sense is strengthened.
That's my favorite thing ever.
It's true, you guys.
I think we should move on.
Okay, we have a game.
Okay, it is time for this week's Reason of the Week Breakdown. Now, like we kind of mentioned earlier, sometimes when you're figuring out when to sleep with somebody, it's almost like you're doing sexual arithmetic. Mm-hmm. The rate by which he answers text messages, minus the number of minutes he was late, times how many dinners he paid for, plus flowers received, etc. Okay, like as if there's some like scientific equation to figure out when you should sleep with a guy.
Right.
So because of that, we have a fun game called Mattress Math.
Ta-da. So it's a little bit like strip poker. Based on our date's actions, we'll either add or remove an article of clothing. And
Angela has been waiting forever to play strip poker with me, basically.
Yeah, and we're only going to like pretend. We're not really going to get naked.
Wait, are you crazy?
You can get naked if you want.
You wrote a strip poker game and you're going to tell them that we're going to pretend to take off our clothes, but we're not going to?
Okay. Let's take off our clothes.
Don't, chick, you... This game was your idea, you chicken head.
Well, chicken head does not mean what I think you think it means.
Okay, we're playing this game for real.
Okay, fine. So basically, Laura and I are going to pick actions out of a bowl. If it's something good, then we're going to move one step closer to sex by taking off an article of clothing. If it's something bad, we're going to take one step away from sex by adding an article of clothing. And by the end of the game, we'll see if we are ready to do it.
Okay. With each other.
Right.
All right. I have this bowl of all the reasons that we put together.
Yeah.
And we're going to go back and forth, right?
Right.
Okay. I'm taking up the first one. He won't let you look at his phone. Add a turtleneck. Oh my God. I'm already...
You're off to a bad start.
It's a really hot day out. I'm going to get really... I might have a heat stroke.
Okay. I got... You went on a double date with his best friend from college. Unhook your bra.
Do it. I'm watching you. You better do it.
I mean...
I'm sitting here sweating.
I have really tiny boobs. You're not even going to be able to notice.
Okay. Next one. He tweeted something ominous that could be about his ex. Add footy pajamas. Oh, my God. I'm going...
You have a turtleneck and footy pajamas.
I am going to die. Okay. All right. You read the next one. I'm going to get these footy pajamas that are on the stairs.
He was late at a parka. So, all right, now my bra's unhooked, but I have to put a parka on over it.
You're wearing really weird clothes. And meanwhile, I'm in a turtleneck and footy pajamas. Okay. He bought you flowers. Drop your panties. Okay, so now I'm in. How does that work with footy pajamas? Do I just...
Maybe you can like take the foot part off.
Okay.
So you're like, you're ready.
All right. But I still have my other pants on. All right, whatever. I'm in a very weird outfit right now.
Okay. He gave you your own drawer to keep tampons and other personal items in. Remove your shirt.
Oh, yes. Your bra's already unhooked. Do it. Just like it.
It'll be under my parka, though, so.
Oh, my God. You're ridiculous. He isn't, quote, isn't into labels. Add a pair of embarrassing laundry day panties. Okay, so I'm like have half of my so footy pajamas you are to
put your
off.
You dropped your panties, but now you have to put your panties back on. Basically.
This is so dumb. Okay.
Basically.
No, I have to put granny panties. I can't even put my like cute thong on. All right, I'm getting these granny panties. All right, this is hard to maneuver.
I'm not saying that there's a way to win, but I feel like I'm winning this game.
I think, well, you're the most naked right now.
He doesn't bring up his ex at all. Hang up your jacket, which means I am totally topless.
Oh, my God. You didn't even want to play this for real. You have nice boobs.
I mean, no, I have my bra is just open.
Yeah. They look nice. They still look perky.
Thank you.
He still has a Tinder. Add a ski mask. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Wait, how am I able to talk on this podcast? All right, hold on.
You can roll it up.
Give me a second.
You're like a little Eskimo.
Okay, read the last one.
He says he feels like he can really talk to you. Roll your leggings into a tiny ball and fling them across the room.
Oh, my God. He's going to be so naked.
I'm not going to do that. But in theory, I would be totally naked right now. And Laura is fully clothed. That worked out really well.
But I have, like, I still have my footy pajamas off, but I have weird granny panties on over the pants I had on before that. I have a ski mask over my face. All right, I'm looking really hot right now.
I'm literally supposed to be totally naked, but I'm keeping some modesty about me.
Yeah, whatever.
So that could not have worked out better. I win. I'm going to have sex. Laura's not. Just kidding.
No.
It's all a farce. We're kidding. None of these things matter.
Yeah, the game was to prove that it doesn't matter. There is no way to be able to decide when to have sex.
Just because he deleted his Tinder doesn't mean
you should go.
You got to put it in.
No.
You can if you want.
Put it in when you want to put it in. If you're genuinely feeling guilty about having sex too soon, you probably are not actually ready and you should wait. There's no shame in that, right?
No shame in that game.
No shame in that. So what we hoped our striptease poker game showed you was that there is no such thing as sexual arithmetic. You can't.
You got to follow your heart and your head and your gut
and your vagina
and your vagina
and your penis
and your penis.
All right. Well, we hope that helped you learn a little bit more about this topic.
It helped Laura and I definitely learn a little bit more about each other.
Yeah.
And our bodies.
Well, I learned more about your boobs and how nice they are.
All right. I wear really padded bras.
All right. We hope we have cleared up this week's reason. That is it for this week's This Is Why You're Single podcast. For more reasons you're single, you guys know this already. You can check out our book. It's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and our audiobook is available on Audible. You can also follow our personal stuff. Mm-hmm. You can follow me on Instagram. On Instagram, I am the Laura Lane. There's no others. You can follow me on Snapchat. Now I'm on Snapchat, Laura Lane NYC, and on Twitter, Laura Lane _. Three different ones. That sucks.
Right. You can follow me on all three at Sparadactyl, spelled like my name in the dinosaur.
You keep it easy.
Keeping it easy if you know about dinosaurs. You can also keep it real easy and follow both of us and the Your Single Show at Your Single Show on Instagram and Twitter.
We both run it. We don't have interns that run it. We swap days, but we also just each check it throughout every day. Right. It's really us.
Yeah, and you'll get to see, like, if you ever wonder what one of our guests look like, we post picture of our guests.
We try. Usually if we do a podcast with a guest, we'll take a selfie with the guests. Some days we forget, and then literally when they leave out the door, I'm like, shit, we forgot to take a picture.
Right. So there's that. There's a lot of fun stuff going on.
follow us.
Just our musings on dating. So follow us. You can also like and subscribe on iTunes. And thank you guys for listening.
We'll see you next week. Bye. This is why you're single. This is why you're single. This is why you're single. Ba 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 ba. This is why you're single. Ba 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 ba. That was a HeadGum podcast.